Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, November 30th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
And I believe Jason Bishop is back from his marathon vacation.
He's back, but his audio is still on vacation.
I can't hear him.
His audio.
Now I can hear you, brother.
You got me? You're good. Yeah, you're good.
That wasn't on me. That was on the studio.
Nah, don't worry. It's never on us. I mean, we don't know.
That's right. We don't know what
it is.
I just log in and start talking.
It's a crazy day.
I was trying to connect without my Comrex connected to the internet for a good 10 or 15 minutes before I realized what was going on.
We are some computer geniuses. That's
very
sure.
Savvy. Don't let the Matt and Matt show tell you anything otherwise.
Yeah.
Don't let them do it.
Well, there's not much to it. I mean, you turn it on and hopefully it works.
I know, but sometimes that's
correct.
A chore.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes that could be a chore.
So they're trying to get JP in. I know he can hear us audio-wise, but no one's letting him in the Zoom, I guess. I don't know. Did Aaron fall asleep at the switch?
He says, please wait. The meeting host will let you in soon.
Look at the date on the meeting host.
It says today.
Does it?
November 30th, 2020.
Don't want to see you.
What I would do
is... Hey, look,
is,
they're not missing anything.
What I would do is just turn JP exit and try again.
Done that four times, Eric.
Okay, then what else can you do?
Done the same thing I've been doing since March.
No, I'm not suggesting you're doing anything different. Sometimes it's a glitch.
That's all right. We can at least hear you. That's most important.
Yeah.
Yep, and we're going to talk a lot of football on the show today. Did you guys watch the Sunday Night Affair?
I watched Zippy of it.
Only half. I can't give close to midnight for Bears Packers. I can't give close to midnight to watch Mitchell Trubisky.
I knew that I was going against Rodgers in one of my leagues, and I just woke up and saw 41 points. I said, well, I'm done skiing that league.
Yeah, pretty much cooked when that happened.
I had Aaron Rodgers going in the league that I care about.
Well, that's good.
I think I was facing Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. And Derrick Henry, of course, went off. So I just was hoping that Aaron Rodgers would have a big day. And by the time he hit his third touchdown in the first half, I was like, you know what? Should be good to go.
Well, that was the only game. Actually, that's not true. I'm always into all of my leagues. But the biggest one was when I was playing Matt Cahill in the Campus to Canton League.
Yes.
And we are both at the top of our divisions at 7-4.
Here comes the brag.
And Derrick Henry put up 44 points against him. And I've got a 62-point lead on him. He's got a couple guys going tonight. But that was the one big one. I really wanted to beat Matt Cahill this weekend.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know you were looking at the score going, holy crap.
Well, I didn't even know how it was possible. Somehow you hit the, trifecta of monster fan. You had Antonio Gibson.
I had Gibson, Henry. Kirk Cousins actually had a good game. I had Cooper.
I have Tyreek Hill, and I'm down by 100 points somehow.
Isn't that crazy?
Great.
Tyreek Hill had 58 points for him, and he's still down 60.
Pretty smart not to double him or have a safety over the top.
Yeah, good defense. Well, good job, Bruce Arians.
He's not too quick.
Mahomes almost had 400 yards in the first half.
I know.
There are some incredible quarterback performances this year, led by Mahomes, who just has unbelievable numbers. But Aaron Rodgers is right there.
I know. It's crazy. Well, some of
I need Russell Wilson to come up big because I had Aaron Rodgers on my bench, and I'm for the first time, Cakes, heading into a Monday night in a long time, I'm 12 points behind. But I have Russell going. He's got nobody
fine.
Else.
He's gonna get a win. They have nobody else, and you have Russ, and you're down 12?
Yes.
Oh, dude, unless he gets hurt in the first quarter,
well,
you're winning.
Kyler gave him only 7.
You're the biggest winner I've ever seen.
Should be a winner.
Russ is going to have
7 points.
He's going to have minimum
28
points.
Yeah,
28 to 30. I mean, I'm on a Monday night against the terrible Eagles.
Well, that's good
because such a guarantee.
That would give me 8 wins in a row.
Now, you're also talking to a giant mush who I can't pick a game right to save my life.
Well, neither can I.
My fatties record has gone off a cliff.
Yeah, I'm done in that. I'm done in that contest. Who do I Venmo the 22?
We might as well just give EB the cash now. I think EB won.
He did. He was the only one who won.
I was on his tail a little bit, but I've lost the last 2 weeks. So
I think we're
definitely a big gap.
We're combined
over mathematically, but he needs to go probably 0 for the rest of the way, and somebody needs to go on a heater.
I'm fine to concede, but there's no chance I turn it around. It's dead. I'm dead in the water.
I'm sorry for y'all to concede.
I'll concede. I don't care.
I think we're combined 210-4 or 210-1 or something in the last 2 weeks.
Let me see what my Venmo is. So y'all donks can Venmo me. I'm sized.
How do the Chargers and Bills not go over? What was going on in Western New York yesterday?
Well, Anthony Lynn.
Lynn's a dope.
I knew that going in.
You always talk about clock management.
Yes, I do.
And head football coaches, they're donks, and Anthony Lynn is one of them.
Yep, okay, but it's true.
Would the Matt and Matt show, by the way, like to further their comments on how great Matt Patricia is and how amazing he's, what a great job he's done in Detroit?
Cakes has been waiting for this.
The floor is yours, guys. If you guys want to heap praise on Matt Patricia, that's
well, when
your
guy. Were they? I don't remember that. When were they heaping praise on?
Because
him?
We didn't. Cakes is
a liar.
Is in his head that we are like some Matt Patricia fanboys. We are more making fun of the fact that Cakes just zeroes in on one head coach that he thinks is terrible.
Who's
going to
be
time.
His next guy?
It's
Adam Gase.
And by the way, the last two that I was really in on. What's happened to them?
Fired.
Both fired.
Of course, Cakes. Nobody said they would be around for eternity. They're a coach of bad football teams, but they're not idiots. Like you portray these guys as AWADs, just bumbling idiots.
Well, some are worse than others.
Cakes just has this thing where he zeroes in on someone, and if you're in his crosshairs, he doesn't let go.
you're pretty much correct.
Well, Doug Marrone,
it's his crutch.
Doug Marrone is one of them.
If he has nothing to say about the NFL, he'll just rail against.
You
a
guys
crappy
coach. Can you guys can tra- you guys can flip the guns on me, but I'm correct, and you guys
no,
were
no
you guys are hyping up your boy
no
Matt Patricia.
No one's debating if you're correct or not. We're noticing a trend with Cakes.
It's the and I love Cakes, but it's the fact that he thinks that like he's better than these guys. It's the same guys that think they could play quarterback in the NFL off the street.
We saw
that yesterday. It's impossible.
It is impossible.
Cakes thinks he's an NFL caliber GM because he puts together a fantasy roster.
Have I ever once said that I could coach better than Matt Patricia or Bill O'Brien? I've never said that. It's never happened.
No, but you call him
recreating history.
You call him a big dum-dum, a stupid person 100 times.
Yeah, I can. Okay, but you know what they are? They're bad at their jobs. I can point out people that are bad at their jobs.
He's correctly pointing out unsuccessful coaches.
Yeah,
that's all he's doing. That's part of our.
And you guys are defending them for whatever reason.
Opinions. Cakes' opinion is Matt Patricia is a bozo, and it's kind of proven.
Yeah. Well, right. Doug Marrone's a bozo too.
Right.
Well, he's going to be joining them too.
When he goes for 2 with 9:40 left in the third quarter, so stupid. And of course, what's he have to do because he missed the 2-point conversion? He's got to go for 2 at the end of the game instead of just kicking the extra point to send it to OT. What a dope.
You know, I'll give credit where credit is due. I thought that Mike Glennon was going to come out and just be terrible.
He actually played pretty well
in relief.
His brother, Sean, came over to my house yesterday to watch his brother because Sean doesn't have DirecTV Sunday ticket. So he called me and said, dude, I can't watch my bro.
That's because he's the Nubs Glennon. That's why.
So
he
didn't even pay for the DirecTV to watch his brother play?
He wouldn't.
That is hilarious.
So he and his wife, Lindsay, and his two little daughters, beautiful daughters, came over yesterday and we watched Mikey.
Oh, he must have been on fire. By the way, I ripped Anthony Lynn since we're doing the coaching bit to explain why I was ripping Anthony Lynn. And it's not that the Chargers would have won the game, but Jason, sounds like you're watching it.
At the end of the game,
they're in a position where if they score, they need the ball back to score again.
Yeah.
And Herbert has a deep pass. The receiver almost gets to the end zone. They get to, like, the one-yard line.
With no timeouts.
With no timeouts. The clock is ticking. And then they decided to run the ball.
He runs Eckler up the middle, yeah.
What are they doing?
Didn't get it. Now
they run the ball, and it just bleeds clock.
And they're down 10, and then they threw the ball into the end zone, incomplete. Then he runs the field goal unit onto the field, and then he calls them back off the field.
Right.
I mean, he's a dope.
And
he is. Cahill and Valdez, he's a dope.
Yeah, he had burned timeouts earlier, so a lot of bad coaching in the NFL. You know, I brought up the Packers game because it's weird, man. I think in the AFC, we all believe the Chiefs are the best team. Even if the Steelers have the best record right now, the Chiefs just look unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
Mahomes is just sick. Mm-hmm. The offensive weapons they have, they're unstoppable, it seems like, whether it's Hill or Kelce or whoever.
And by the way, Brady has 7 picks in his last 4 games.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is in the NFC,
and they've lost 3 of those games.
I just don't know. Do you like the Packers as your favorite? Do you like the Saints? It's tough to bet on the Saints. They didn't really have a real football game yesterday. Would you call that a real football game?
No, that game was a farce. It was a long farce.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this. So Florida State and Clemson, right? They have a combined 1 player with symptoms, right? And he tests positive. They cancel the game. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Steelers and Ravens have like 30 guys in the COVID protocol.
Right.
And they said, F it, you're playing, find a way to play it on Tuesday. It doesn't matter if there's all 4 of your quarterbacks are on the COVID list, like the Denver Broncos. The NFL says, find a way, pick a guy off the street who hadn't played since high school, start him in an NFL game. The NFL says, F it, we don't care. It's your fault. You're going to play. And yesterday was a farce. I mean, I can't believe the Broncos played an NFL game yesterday.
They were considering dressing one of their coaches to play at quarterback.
Because he played quarterback in college, right?
Well, he wouldn't have done any better.
He wouldn't have.
He had played in 8 years.
I will say, why didn't they throw more like wide receiver screens just to give the guy a couple completions?
I don't know. Who knows?
Because
he had one at least.
They had no idea what they were doing. They could barely snap the ball.
Well, he couldn't even hand it off. They hadn't even practiced handoffs.
He's tripping over Gordon. I mean,
I felt so bad for him.
It's funny because the Broncos players were just all laughing. I don't know if you saw it, but a lot of the defensive players, they're just kind of all laughing during the game.
Yeah.
Because they knew it was a farce.
Well, their season was done anyway. This is just like the final nail in the coffin, having, you know, a kid from Wake Forest.
It was a farce of a game. The Denver Broncos didn't have any quarterbacks available. We're talking about using an assistant coach, which we talked about a few days ago. I think that would have been classic if the quarterbacks coach or whatever he was would have actually stepped on the field. Instead, they went with somebody who they said a lot of people in the building, they didn't even know who he was. They didn't know his name.
Right, he's a practice squad guy.
He's a practice squad.
They didn't know who he is.
They just pulled him off the streets.
Yeah,
I felt so bad for him. I wish he would have been able to complete 1 or 2 more passes, you know, just to make it a little bit more palatable.
I bet you the NFL would have changed their tune if that was the Chiefs and all of the quarterbacks for the Chiefs or all of the quarterbacks for the Packers were on a COVID list.
I don't think
they would have – certainly in the playoffs, there's no way.
Right.
Why couldn't they just wait a day? To do another test, and these guys are multiple days testing negative.
I think they were making an example of them.
Yeah, I think Jason's right. I mean, they've accommodated the Ravens. They moved the Ravens from Thursday to Sunday and then Sunday to Tuesday.
I mean, everybody on the Ravens roster has it.
Game.
Yeah.
But hopefully that game does go off because EB get to see your guy RG3 under center.
That's true.
Just tell me when the game is. What is it, Tuesday at this
Tuesday
point?
Tuesday night.
All right, I wish that game was at 5. Is that game at 8? 15 or 8:20?
I think so. I could double check.
I thought there was something earlier. No?
No, I think it's an 8 o'clock game.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We do have Charlie Castle is going to join us today at 7 o'clock. So we will talk to the former GM of the
Washington Redskins back in the day and the Texans, get his take on week 12 in the NFL, including where Washington stands in the NFC East, where they are tied with the New York Giants. So we will talk to Charlie Castle at 7 o'clock as we hit the skins. And Will Brinson, senior NFL writer for CBS Sports, he'll join us at 9, all right here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You know, last couple of weeks, we've been hyping up BetQL, the app to outsmart Vegas. You get powerful analytics for sports betting, get access to real-time line movement. You get your value bets of the day and meaningful team trends.
Yes, sir.
EB, were you using BetQL? I just saw that you were tweeting about losing all your bets.
I lose so many bets, it's hilarious.
You must not
but I hit on a few that keeps me afloat. You know, I'll hit on a few.
Yeah.
You know, parlays that'll keep you afloat and then lose four straight, you know. Yeah, I just throw out there a couple of them. People were telling me the five-star on the Buffalo, who was it?
Kent State.
Buffalo-Kent State, right. Under. And people are like, you got to jump on that, the under. And
then under.
Yeah, and you do the research and they score so many points. But then you look and you go, oh, well, there's wind. Maybe that's why it was a five-star. But I stayed away from that one.
Right.
You know, so I didn't do that one. But I lost plenty of others.
How about Jared Patterson, by the way, local kid from Pilate High School with eight touchdowns.
I know.
Amazing great performance.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
I did a big money line parlay with the with the Saints, the Packers, and the Seahawks. So I need the Seahawks tonight.
You need them to come through.
Yeah. I mean, if they lose to Carson Wentz, so be it. But they should be able to sack Wentz.
Carson Wentz
six
and
times.
Jalen Hurts looks like he's going to get more run.
Yeah.
Ease him in
but
to the rotation.
By the way, the Saints was the biggest. I don't know. And I didn't unload on it, but I put a pretty big bet on the Saints. That went from 15.5 to 17. I got it in at 15.5. That was the biggest lock in the history of the world because you knew that the Broncos wouldn't score more than 7 points.
Their implied total, I believe, was like 10.5 or 10.25.
It was 10, yeah. I also went under on that. But and even with Taysom Hill, who can't throw the ball, he can just run wildcat. That's fine. There was just no way that the Broncos were going to score and keep that close. And I hope you did that at least. Did you do the Saints at all, Pickle?
No, it wouldn't. I wanted to bet the money line and just load up on it, but they wouldn't let me, right?
What was it, minus 2,000 or something?
It wouldn't have mattered. I would have put my whole account on it.
Right.
And then I didn't know about the margin. And then I was involved in live betting and trying to make up some losses in the Chiefs game.
You were chasing.
And a little bit, and that didn't work. I mean, it was just a debacle. but comical. The good thing is I have a few $100 in the account. I do it for fun. It keeps me interested. In fact, while we were away, I gave everybody in my family a free roll, and I said, "You guys can each pick."
Bets giving.
Yes, it was. I said, "Everybody in my family, my 11-year-old, all of them." I said, "You guys can each pick a prop,
and
or a parlay or whatever you want, and if it hits, I'll Venmo you the money." Mm-hmm. And I think we went like 1 for 5. I think one of my kids hit one of the parlays.
Hey, after all the bashing, how was Horsey's condo?
It was fine. Jason's right. The bedrooms are very small, which is fine. I don't really care. All I do is sleep in there. It's an Ocean City condo. I don't know what to say. It's a beautiful view.
And think about how many people have actually stayed in that condo.
Well,
thousands.
And here's the thing. Tommy, I think I said this on the air. Tommy called me right before we left and said, just so you know, you guys are getting it at the end of season, and we haven't done all our season repairs.
The renovations, yet. Yeah.
Right. So there was like one door that fell off, so I had to lean that up against the wall. He's going to need to do some painting, you know, and that sort of thing. But once you settle in, he had something on the mattresses, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and it made it seem like we were sleeping like on a diaper or something. And all around, because it's under your sheets.
Uh-huh.
And there's this plastic.
So did it wake you up 10 times a night?
It was, I mean.
So what does it sound like when you hit the skins?
There's no skins hitting. I mean, it's a 3-bedroom condo right on the beach, which was perfect.
Paper thin walls.
Paper thin. There's no skins hitting there. Yeah. But
I mean,
we had a good time. Say again?
4 nights?
4 nights, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look, you pay for that place.
Skins hitting.
You pay for that place because of the view.
The view is awesome. And
you don't pay for it because it's nice inside.
Does that squeaker Tommy make you pay for the whole week, even though you're only there for 4 nights?
No. I paid a nightly rate. I think he gave me a $19 a night discount.
Right.
I think.
So benevolent.
He hooked you up with an $80 discount.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, we had a great time. We had some vicious spike ball matches. Which we enjoyed. We did that 2 days in a row. But, you know, whatever. We went. I had a silly – Valdez would be size. I had a silly steak and cheese from Dumpsters. I told my family I would have a steak and cheese at Dumpsters every day.
Dumpsters.
Get size for
did
it.
Did you go to Barn 34 like I recommended?
No, you'd have to remind me because I wasn't thinking about that. What is Barn 34?
Next time you go to Ocean City, when's that going to be?
I mean, here's the thing about Ocean City.
That's a good breakfast spot, by the way, Barn 34.
Here's the thing about Ocean City. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes away from my house, right? So it's just so convenient. I mean, we looked at going to the Outer Banks. I looked at going to Wrightsville, some of these other beaches that I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. But it's just 5-6 hours to drive. This is 2 hours. You go there for a couple nights.
Did you go to Faust's?
Easy peasy.
No,
yeah,
I think
you don't even drive, EB.
Yeah, but I got to. Yeah, I sleep. But you got to pack. You got to unload. It's just, you know, it's a hassle. Nobody like. I mean, I don't like. Do you like sitting in a car for 5 hours?
No,
I'm
no.
Just saying that you're complaining about the drive when you don't even drive.
Yeah, but it's not.
I know, but it's
I don't
still
like
boring.
To even sit
it's still
in the
boring
car.
And uncomfortable.
It's not the actual driving part. It's the actual sitting in a car and just being tortured.
Did you play any putt-putt?
No. We didn't. I'm telling you, we had vicious spike ball matches.
All right, so the weather was nice enough you can go on the beach.
Absolutely. Went for
did
walks.
Did you watch the Terps disappoint?
I did. We did watch that. Trying to think, did we have cash
Look,
on that
the,
one?
Look, the Terps had 23 players inactive, including the top two receivers. And that stuff, that's information that you don't really hear about all week until right before the game.
And they hadn't practiced basically for 2 weeks.
And they hadn't practiced for 10 days. I mean, it showed. That's just typical 2020, in especially in college football.
Yeah, it is what it is. Whatever.
Did you go to Fausti's?
No, I drove by and it looked like it was closed. I wanted to go to Belly Buster's to have dinner to carry out. Belly Buster's was closed.
Man.
How dare they close over Thanksgiving?
Well, it is the off season.
We had our turkey from Fager's. Fager's Island or whatever. Yeah, that's where we got our curbside pickup.
Man, you had a real Maryland vacation.
We did.
Well, Fager's is famous for the prime rib.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think they overcooked the turkey a little bit.
And of course,
with
real horseradish, it has to be Valdez. You can't have that. You can't have the creamy horseradish.
I was bitter. I didn't get any dark meat in my turkey. We had no dark meat. Thank God my wife made some stuffing and the broccoli casserole and everything else to supplement.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Yeah, actually, all things considered, it sucked that we weren't. I'm sure you guys may have done the same thing. Sucked we weren't with our extended families. We had our Zoom call, you know, at 5 p.m. with, you know, 15 or 20 relatives that we normally see on Thanksgiving.
I was out on that.
You didn't do that? Yeah. So, you know, whatever. Hopefully this is the last time we ever have a weird Thanksgiving like that.
I have to say, I didn't really talk about this on Friday when Cakes and I did the show, but the Boston Market Thanksgiving wasn't bad.
Solid?
Yeah, the only thing is the presentation of the turkey, it was boneless, which makes it a lot easier to cut. It doesn't look the same as when you have big old drumsticks and have an actual turkey.
Yeah, it doesn't look as silly.
But it tasted fine.
Yeah, I'm sure
it did.
And
the sides were amazing, and it was probably – well, look, I don't do any of the work anyway, but it was probably less work for my wife.
Right.
And the sides
were
great.
My wife.
I mean, I think we just finished the turkey last night. I had like the final two slices of turkey, pummeled the rest of the stuffing and the cream spinach and the mashed potatoes and the mac and cheese. And it's finally done. So
yeah,
four days. Now you get back to your
normal routine. My wife did a great job the entire weekend. She made turkey soup last night. She worked her ass off.
Wow.
Just pulling the bones out of the turkey. I mean, she was
hard work.
She sat up there for like 2 hours making this turkey soup, but it's going to be
and then you bubble it in like 5 minutes.
No, it's actually not cooked yet. I'm going to have it today.
Oh,
no doubt. But she did a great job. We got the turkey from Wegmans.
Ah, nice. Very, very fancy, very
the old 14 pounder, Bickle.
Wow, that
sounds pretty heavy.
That's a lot more than what we had.
Yeah,
we had a few slices of turkey essentially. That's what we. But
usually
I did eat.
The Bishop family, don't you usually fly in a turkey from like?
Yeah, what happened all that?
Well, that's in a normal year when we get together with the family.
Right.
But her mother-in-law came over. That was it. There was just five of us.
Actually, on Saturday morning, I played some golf at Little Bennett, and I believe I saw a turkey on the course.
Really?
Yeah. He escaped the wrath of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
He made it. He got pardoned.
Although it's a possibility, it was about 50 yards away from me. Possibility was a vulture.
I don't know.
Probably wasn't a turkey. It probably was a vulture. But, Thanksgiving was obviously different this year, much different than, and you know what? It might be the same next year. Who knows? But, just getting together with one family member, I didn't hate it. You know, it was very chill.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to have a
There was no
time.
Stress of having, usually we have 30 people over to the house. You've got to, set it all up, and cleaning takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. I didn't mind it.
Somehow you're very militant about the cleaning.
The cleaning still lasts forever because we took out – I talked to Cakes about this. It made no sense to me because we had a small little affair, and my wife took out the china – which we
china.
Never use.
Right.
And the bad beat is, I didn't know this because we never take out the china, is that you have to wash it all by hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
Yeah, you can't put it in the dishwasher.
It's very delicate, JP. Come on, you can't just slam it in the dishwasher.
And then she took out all kind of the fancy platters and stuff like that. I mean, honestly, could have done it with paper plates and it would have been fine. I mean, it was a Boston Market Thanksgiving.
You put your Boston
platters.
Market on so, the fine china. That's hilarious.
Yes, it was crazy.
Hmm.
And so it took not one, not two, three different loads on the dishwasher to clean everything and then hand wash the china.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Well, we had it on Horsey's plates. It wasn't china for sure.
Right. He got that at Target probably. Or the dollar store.
Yeah. No. He's got a nice place. It's definitely fine. I'd recommend it if you like staying on the beach.
A horsey Thanksgiving.
We had a horsey
it was
Thanksgiving.
A very horsey Thanksgiving.
It was very horsey. It was very Ocean City.
Yeah.
The thing
very
is,
Dumpsters Thanksgiving.
The thing is Tommy's condo is nice, but the walk, Jason, you've been there, right? The walk up in the hallway is a little bit hurting.
Yeah.
You know, the hallway's a little hurting.
Old
it's small. It's an older building.
It's an older building. It kind of feels like we're walking into prison.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you get into the condos, nice, and then the
it was like walking the old stairwells at the Matha before they like renovated
kind of.
The school.
And they had no bubble TVs. I will say that. We had a nice big, 50-inch TV that we could watch all the games on, which was great. I did call him, and I asked him if my son should bring his own TV because he wanted to play Xbox, when he was bored.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy said, no, don't worry about it. We got TVs everywhere. In the bedrooms, he's got about a 14-inch monitor hanging from the ceilings. And it's like it with cables, and it's just like that wasn't going to work for any kid wanting to play. Xbox.
Is it like the first like LED TV like that someone would put in their kitchen?
Well,
in like 2004?
It's probably from about 2009. It's like a 14-incher.
I mean, I still have that TV in my kitchen.
It's like big gray background
on
it.
Well, it's a flat screen, but
not really.
But kind of. I mean, I'm betting they paid $20 for each one of those TVs.
Can you believe that some families, like at July 4th week, you know, the peak of the rates, peak of the season, spend like $4,000 for that place for the week?
That's where they make.
Is that what they pay?
It's pretty high. I don't know if it's four, but it's
they
pretty
pay a
high.
Lot. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
Does Horsey own all of it? I feel like you're not giving pastry.
No, he shares it with Mike. Mike's family.
50-50 with Mike.
Yeah.
It's a big conglomerate. It's a white trash conglomerate down in Ocean City. Pastry deserves some shine here.
Pastry owns some of it. And believe me, I kind of raised my eyebrows that Pastry was associated a little bit. But
yeah, isn't he rich? Isn't Pastry doesn't he have money just falling out everywhere?
Yeah, I think so.
What's he doing? Consorting with Tommy on a. On a ramshackle
I think Horsey does all the work. He does deals with all the rentals, all the money.
I think so.
All the bills.
He's got one of those cams right in front of the door, and you can. So he texts me as soon as we walked in.
So
I see you guys showing up. Yeah. So he can. So God only knows where else he's got cameras in there, because he can see you walking into the spot. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break on that note. The phone number, if you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. You can always call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. You can text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll talk to our old friend Charlie Cassley, former GM of the Skins and the Texans, as we hit the Skins at 7 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll be talking NFL throughout the show. Charlie Casserly, former GM of the Washington football team and Houston Texans, he'll jump on at 7 o'clock as we hit the skins. Real quick, I'm wondering, EB, with the win on Thanksgiving and Washington being atop the NFC East, tied with the Giants, how nervous are you that it's going to come down to that tiebreaker with the New York Giants?
I don't know. I feel pretty comfortable just by looking at our schedule, as we've been talking about it. You know, I think we're having John Keim on at 7, right?
We're having Charlie Casserly.
Oh, Casserly. Okay. Yeah. You know, when you look at the schedule, and one thing I'd like to do, if we don't do it today, we can do it maybe tomorrow. But if you just project out over the next, you know, 5 games that we have, I mean, you figure we're going to lose to the Steelers and lose to the Seahawks. I mean, obviously the Niners will be tough, but, you know, I think we can win that game. I think we beat the Panthers, and I think we can beat the Eagles. So, I mean, I see a scenario where we could actually get to 7 wins.
If you get to 7, I think you win the division. If you get to 6, I think the Giants have a shot. Now, the Giants do have a tougher schedule.
They got a bigger issue than that. They've got a quarterback who may be out.
Yeah.
Maybe
correct.
For the year.
That's a big thing. I watched that game. Of course, I had money on it. And as soon as Daniel Jones went out, that game was in doubt.
He may be out for the year.
Yeah. Well, it's just a hamstring. It's so weird. I don't know,
but they say it's a bad hamstring.
It must be.
I think their defense could keep them in games. And as long as Colt McCoy doesn't vomit.
Colt
all over
keeps
himself,
the other team in games. Trust
maybe,
me.
Maybe,
I watched
but
it.
I could see the Giants. Look, they're at Seattle next. Don't expect them to win that game, much like we don't expect Washington.
They're not going
to
win with Colt at quarterback against
but
the
Seahawks. But I could see them upsetting either the Cardinals or Browns at home.
I mean, they were in a death struggle with a terrible Cincinnati team.
They're going
to
be.
I mean, it's right to the end.
I understand that. They're going to be a dog.
Well, yeah, but Jones wasn't healthy for the entire game. So
it all changed when all of a sudden the game was in flux when he went out.
Yeah, you got to
factor that in. I mean, Daniel Jones, I know Cakes doesn't really feel. Daniel Jones is going to be a good player. Yeah. He's going to be a good player. They're markedly different with him than with Colt at quarterback.
And the last 3 games that he played, he had no turnovers.
Yeah.
That's the big bugaboo with Daniel Jones is he's a turnover monster.
He makes a good play
the last 3 games.
Just because he goes 2 or 3 games without a turnover does not mean all of a sudden he's a top 15 quarterback.
He's understood.
He might not be now.
Yeah, but he's a huge difference over Colt McCoy.
Yeah, he's dramatically better.
Clearly better than
Colt. And I think
he should be better than Colt McCoy, who's been a clear backup.
My point is, you can look at the schedule, it's one thing, but he's not going to be around for a while. So Colt McCoy is going to
be
their
quarterback. He may be out the rest of the regular season.
If Daniel Jones is out the rest of the regular season, I would write him off.
But, Jason, here's what I'm saying. Let's just assume it's Colt McCoy. I could still see them winning one of these 2 games at home. I'm not saying they're going to. Let's have them lose to Seattle this week, 4-8.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals and Browns at home.
I know they're not going to beat the Cardinals.
I would be surprised if they beat both of those.
They
teams
have a really good defensive line, and that defense can make plays. And if Colt doesn't have a game where he turns it over 2 or 3 times, I could see them winning one of those 2 home games. And then that puts them in position to get their 6th win against Dallas, which is the final week.
JP, they don't score points with Colt. You forget about it. He didn't have a turnover yesterday. Should have. But they don't move the ball. They barely get first downs.
All I'm saying is I would be worried about the Giants. I don't think if you're a Washington fan, you should be worried about the Dallas Cowboys.
Obviously, you swept them, so you got the tiebreaker.
I don't see Dallas turning it around, even though that statistically they have the easiest of the remaining schedules. I'm not buying Dallas making the playoffs. And then we'll see what happens with the Eagles tonight. Everybody keeps waiting for the Eagles to turn it around, but they're talking about using Jalen Hurts. Carson Wentz is just having an abysmal year.
Yep.
I really think it's Washington or the Giants. That's just my take. I've been higher on the Giants than you guys. So I just wonder if it's going to come down to that tiebreaker. Look, but if
it could, but I'm telling you, Daniel Jones being out is just massive.
Right, but you don't know how long he's going to be. They say it could be more serious. You don't know.
It doesn't look good.
And then here's the wild card, and we talked about this when we let off the show with the Saints-Broncos game. You just don't know what COVID's going to do to any of these teams, right? So let's say they face the Browns, and all of a sudden Baker Mayfield can't play. Or they face
the Cardinals,
you know,
Seattle,
and Russell Wilson's not available. Like those things
that's
are
a given.
Possible.
That's a given. I mean, there's so many unknowns when it comes to COVID, so that's a given. But you have to assess it based on what you see on the field.
Right.
you know, for in a normal game, and there's no way I don't think Colt McCoy is going to beat the Cardinals and the Browns. I don't see that.
No, I just really don't. One of them.
I would be surprised.
Them. But look, I might have a bias. I feel like the Giants are a better team than Washington. But hey, we talked about this all Friday morning. You have to give Washington credit where credit is due. The offense has been markedly better with Alex Smith. And though Alex doesn't put up these ridiculous numbers, J.P. Finley came on the show last week, and he had that crazy stat dating back to 2016, and he only extended it. He was 9-0 as a quarterback dating back to 2016 when he completed more than 65% of his passes and threw for less than 200 yards.
Right, because he's relying on the defense and a running game, which
and the running game is start
over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got the rookie of the year, in my opinion.
I mean, he's right
over
there.
He
could have 15 touchdowns this year.
I mean, he's in the running. He's in the conversation.
He's going to be in the conversation.
I mean, it's him, Herbert, Claypool in Pittsburgh, and there might be another guy or two that I'm forgetting about, but
Jefferson.
In Minnesota, yeah.
I'm not sure that Gibson is worthy of it. He's getting into the end zone, but if you look at prior to that game, I don't even know what he finished with. Prior to that, he had 115. Prior to that game, he was averaging 50 yards a game.
You mean rushing the ball?
Yeah.
Okay, but you got to factor in everything and the scoring. He's going to have 15 touchdowns. He might have more.
He's
going
to have a lot of touchdowns, but
I don't know. And he's going to have 1,000 yards. He's going to have 1,000 yards rushing, and he's going to have 15 or more touchdowns.
1,000 yards, and then maybe you could give it to him. I don't think he's been that impressive running the ball.
Are you kidding me?
The last couple 6 yards per carry.
The last couple
6 yards per carry. EB, you got to give up on your we should move under wide receiver. He's a running back, and he's a damn good running back.
I'm a huge fan of his. He's played a lot better in the last few weeks than he did the first 8.
Because they're giving him the ball.
And they're starting to get comfortable.
They're giving him the rock.
They're starting to get comfortable.
Okay, but I think
system.
If you're talking about rookie of the year, I mean, you're basing it on his absurd touchdown total, which is impressive.
But if you look at the entirety of what he's done, he's top 15 in attempts. He is 12th in yards, tied for 12th in yards. He's third in touchdowns with 11, and he's 15th in yards per carry at 4.6.
You can't overlook the touchdowns.
Those are pretty good numbers, especially for a guy still feeling his way as a rookie.
Yeah.
And he has 32 catches. The best thing about that game in my mind on Thursday is they shifted some of the work that J.D. McKissic had been getting. And J.D. McKissic had 29 targets in 2 weeks from Alex Smith, and they moved it over to Antonio Gibson. So if you're going to throw a check down in the flat, I'd much rather it go to Antonio Gibson than J.D. McKissic. And McKissic has been fine. But give the rookie the bulk of the work, and that is the shift that we've seen the last couple of weeks.
I don't know. I just think if Gibson has two more big games where he's got 100 yards and he's getting multiple touchdowns, I think he's a lock
for a rookie
of the year.
He's going to have 12 or 1,300 all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
Rushing and receiving when all says unless he gets upright.
Unless he gets shut out, what do they have, 5 games left? Unless he gets shut out, if he's got 15 touchdowns, come on, man.
But it's hard to give it to him over Justin Herbert, a quarterback who's going to have probably, 30 to 35 touchdown passes as a rookie.
It'll be close. Herbert would have to have a couple more duds.
And, I think Herbert's going
to
win it.
Gibson will have to have a couple nice games, but I think it's going to be really close.
Gibson's going to get votes. He's going to get in the mix.
No question about it.
How could he not with the numbers he's putting up?
Don't put me in a position where I'm downing him. I like him. I just think he's very raw as a running back. And, his touchdown number is his most impressive number as far as I'm concerned.
But he's getting better.
Every single week
he's getting better. He's getting more comfortable in that system. And if they keep giving him the ball, he's going to make more plays.
4.6 yards per carry is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He generally finishes forward.
He's a physical hammer, is what he is.
Yes.
And he breaks a ton of tackles.
And that combination of Alex Smith generally taking care of the ball, playing it safe, Terry McLaurin and Antonio Gibson, that's their formula. Sprinkle in a little Logan Thomas. If you're a receiver on this team and your name isn't Thomas or McLaurin, you're probably not touching the ball.
Probably not. Not seeing a lot of balls thrown your way.
All right, coming up next, we will get Charlie Cassley's perspective. Used to run the Washington football team, also GM of the Houston Texans. Now, of course, you watch him on the NFL Network and NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk to our pal Charlie Cassley next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.